More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Okay, so all domestic basketball competitions, cricket and footy, have been postponed.
Yes.
That's the update from yesterday.
Yeah.
The Peel Football and Netball League season postponed till May 31. Peel Cricket Association put their finals on hold. And SBL season has been postponed till the end of May. And now, in amongst all of that, kids' sport has also been paused in, I'm guessing, all of those.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say not much is happening till after May at this stage. And obviously, it'll all be looked at again.
Reassessed, I guess.
Yeah.
We might still have an AFL season, a slightly different AFL season, but that decision gets made today, in theory.
Oh, who knows? They'll probably rock up on the day and we'll figure out if it's happening or not. But
well,
at this stage,
Formula One people turned up at the gates and still weren't there.
They were ready to start.
So, look, who knows? In theory, it starts Thursday as Richmond take on Carlton at the G, but we'll see. And in amongst all of it, an icon. Gone. Bunnings have banned the sausage sizzle.
Oh, my Lord, what has the world come to?
This is when it gets real, people. And, I mean, you think about the storm created by the great onion debate of 2018.
Oh, the slipping hazard.
The slipping hazard on top, underneath.
Yeah.
And the coining of the term democracy sausage, right, which we're going to be employing if we're all still here next year.
Yeah. Oh, God, don't say that.
No, okay. But one thing is pretty clear. Australia has a national dish and we will mourn the sizzle until once again we can fire up those barbies.
Yeah. Hopefully one day soon.
All right. Let's hope we can pray. Let's hope everything returns to normal soon enough.
And also, hey, if you're overseas or know someone overseas, tell them to come on home as soon as they can. Now, an Australian teenager, just 17 years old, has created a prawn plastic bag.
Okay, now...
Let me explain.
Please do, because that on the face of it doesn't sound that attractive.
So, her name is Angelina, and she's created this bioplastic prawn shells, and it completely degrades in about 33 days.
So, let's assume that they don't smell like prawns. I mean, we can hope that they don't smell like prawns.
Look, I'm sure they cleanse them thoroughly.
Clearly, the prawn shells are processed in such a way. Yeah. Something's extracted to make the plastic.
They've got a photo here of the plastic bag. It looks like a plastic bag. It's amazing. So prawn shells. So next time, we have to save all our prawn shells next time we do shell
fun. Yeah, clearly. Did you know that a baby hedgehog is called a hoglet?
A hoglet. That's the cutest thing ever.
It? Now, that's not to be confused with a baby echidna. A baby echidna is called a puggle.
A puggle.
Yes, there you go. Aww. So neither of them are called nail brushes, if you maybe thought that
brushes.
Might. Well, they do look a little bit like them,
don't they?
That'd
be a painful nail brush.
Wouldn't it?
Oh.
But now I understand. ABC Kids has got a section for their preschoolers and under where all the shows are targeted at them called puggles. Now I understand.
Oh, they're baby echidnas, little puggles.
Well, also, apparently a baby platypus is also known as a puggle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird, isn't it? Small Aussie animals are puggles?
There's two examples of monotremes, which I think are egg-laying mammals.
Egg-laying mammals. I suppose that's pretty weird, isn't it, an egg-laying mammal?
It is kind of bizarre. A puggle is also the name for a crossbred dog that mixes a beagle and a pug, just to confuse things. So my point out of all of this is, be certain which puggle you mean if you're getting a pet.
Yeah, you could end up with a platypus or an echidna.
That's right.
Oh, goodness, I thought I was getting a beagle puppy.
And you certainly don't want an echidna when you're intending to get a dog, because they don't fetch.
No.
I don't think they're very good as guard dogs. And cuddle time could just be awkward.
Yeah, and painful.
Yeah.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with the latest from Hollywood's homebodies, it seems, Nikki Parkinson.
Yes. Now, celebrities are taking to social media accounts to spread the love during this difficult time in the world, performing live-streamed concerts to fans at home in self-isolation, calling the concerts the Together at Home series, which is lovely. Coldplay's Chris Martin took requests yesterday and performed songs like Viva La Vida, Yellow, and even this one, David Bowie's Life on Mars.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, and the mommy is yelling no, but daddy just told her to go, and the friend is nowhere to be seen.
I like it. That's great.
Very nice. And our very own Keith Urban and Nicole Kidman have also made a video, of course they have, performing his hits whilst his baby girl Nicole dances along all on her lonesome. It's quite a sad little scene to see, but...
Here's what it sounded like.
At least good on, and they're having fun.
She's a bit cooler than Yoko, at least. Like, you know what I'm saying?
John Legend, Pink, and Rob Thomas have also since performed in the Together at Home series. So look out for more artists performing live on Instagram.
Bring it out.
The latest postponements from the coronavirus are the Met Gala, Matrix 4 Productions, the Billboard Music Awards, and the French Open. I think it's safe to assume that most things are postponed at this stage.
Although they have put Frozen 2 out early on Disney Plus,
so everyone can enjoy it and self-isolation.
Hey.
Tom Hanks and Rita Williams, have been reportedly released from hospital after being diagnosed with corona. This is what their son, Chet Hayes, had to say.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, quick update on my folks. They're out of the hospital. They're still self-quarantined, obviously, but they're feeling a lot better. So, that's a relief.
Yeah,
that's there good you news. Go. And after Cardi B went on another rant on Instagram Live last week, she was stressing about the coronavirus. This is what she was going nuts about
originally.
Yeah,
government. Let me tell you, I'm all thing. I don't know what the this coronavirus is about. I don't understand how that was from Wuhan, China. Now all of a sudden,
So funny. Anyway, people loved it, and it's been remixed into a song. It's made the top 20 on the iTunes US chart and hit number one in other countries. This is the remix of her rant.
Hold up.
And look, that's pretty much what it does.
Coronavirus with a cough in the middle. It's perfect.
How long does it go for?
Oh, 3 minutes.
Good Lord.
Normal tune. But hey, there you go. If you love it, download it.
Nikki and DeMello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.